Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Prophet C, half of the Tap Out Boys, and here we go again. Tap in before you tap out. Let God be the truth and every man a liar. How you doing there, man of God?
Hey, awesome, man. Awesome. We had an awesome service today. Shout out to Prophet Roy Washington for an awesome word tonight. Man, I am motivated. I am on fire. And he talked about not being distracted. So we have to definitely stay focused on the task at hand.
Awesome. Yeah, it was a very awesome word. I mean, the man of God came down there, and he didn't take all day to show out either. You know, let God use him in a mighty way. Don't get distracted. You know, that's really, you know, in the message and the theme of the revival or the men's conference, talking about hand to the plow. I mean, just an awesome right on time word. So we definitely thank God for that. Got my juices flowing and everything, you know, spirit on high, energized, you know, just, hey, you know, ready to put the serpent up on our heel, you know. So,
yes,
man,
sir.
Man of God, it's been a minute, you know, when we checked in and everything. How was your day?
Hey, just awesome, man. Just awesome. You know, all is well. Thank God for, you know, favor. I thank God for his mercy that renews every morning. You know what I mean? And I'm just excited about getting to this topic that I've been waiting to talk about for a while. We've built up from love to 50-50 to accountability to standing on business.
Absolutely.
To the imagination of church hurt. And now, people out there in the world, we're here to talk about being sold out.
S-O-U-L-E-D.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Sold out for God.
Yes.
Not play sold out, not pretend, not I'm saved the day, but tomorrow I'm not, or I can act like the world, but still say thank you, God, and thank you, Jesus, and think that's just gonna be
I gotta cut
my
you
way
off.
To
so
heaven.
I gotta cut you off. So I can't be sold out and swagging, sir.
No, sir. You can't,
I can't be sold out and walking it out.
You can't be walking it out. You can't be swag surfing. You can't be twerking in the church or twerking anywhere. You can't be smoking marijuana in the church or anywhere for that matter. The thing is, the Bible says to be, well, God said to be either hot or cold. Because if you are lukewarm, he said, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
Yes. Absolutely, you know, it's really is a shame before God if you think about it, this day and time, you know, to be sold out now, you know, they're going to look at you like you're some religious zealot, you know. You know, what's the famous terminology they like to use is it don't take all of that. But I've never heard anybody say it don't take all of that and show me the ticket where they punched into heaven with that. You know what I'm saying? So when they say it don't take all of that, essentially what they're saying when they say it don't take all of that is I ain't doing all of that.
Right.
They're saying that's holier than what I'm willing to put forth in effort or in spirit to be like that. In other words, they're saying I ain't got what it takes to do that. So rather than say that, I'm going to say it don't take all that, knowing that I have no biblical or no revelation or no revelatory knowledge to say what it takes. Because I think it takes all of that and then some. For the word of God says that scarcely shall the righteous make it, or whatsoever of the sinner man. Otherwise, so we're talking about being sold out. We're saying that our soul is 100% fully invested in salvation. We're sold all the way out. So we ain't selling our soul for anything here that's temporal or on earth, but we're looking at eternal salvation. And we're sold all the way out. That means our mind is fixated on Jesus. I will sow everything about us here walking in this earth. What we're doing in our rising up and our laying down is all about being sold out. And so when you're sold out, you can't worry about what naysayers say. You can't worry about what the neighbors say. You literally can't worry about what your wife said. I got biblical reference for that. Because when Job began to go through, he was sold out. But when his wife told him, won't you just curse God and die? He said, foolish woman. You know what I'm saying? I'm sold out. In other words, when you sold out, tunnel vision. You better go ahead. I start preaching, man of God. When you talk about being sold out, because, you know, one thing is, people love to say as we walk in this journey and we meet others along the way and we understand that our paths are different. But many times what they'll say is, you know, I'm a man like you, a man of God like you, a servant like you, a minister like you, a prophet like you. But at the same time, sometimes I wonder, I look around and I say, well, if you weren't like me, why your life ain't add up to it? Because people are easily say that the sacrifice ought to be adding up. The sold out ought to be adding up. Because when you sold out, you have to understand that you just can't do what you want to do. Come on and teach us with some scripture now, man of God. I'm excited.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm pretty much tag on to what you was just saying. Except I'm explaining it like this. When you sold out, that means that there's no vacancy for anything else. There's no more room. When a concert or some kind of show or whatever is sold out, that means nobody else can get in. When you're sold out for God, there should not be any room for any demon, any unclean spirit, anything of the world to be able to come in, because you're sold out. That's your way of saying, I am done with the world. I am not like the world. I'm not going to do what the world is doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you first Colossians. I think that's how you pronounce it. Could be pronouncing it wrong. People out there who know how to pronounce it correctly, you say it to yourself.
Some say tomato, some say tomato. Go ahead, man.
Exactly. It says that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
Yes, sir.
And the part I really want to focus on is being fruitful in every good work. See, people have a tendency to label things good that they want to be good, and it's not always good. You see what I mean? We have to understand that good is, in the eyes of God, is equivalent to being obedient. And the reason why I say that, I'm going to give Saul for an example. Saul was told to kill everything. And what he wanted to do, in his eyes, was good, was leave some of the animals and stuff so he could give it as a sacrifice to God. He was trying to do a good thing. But God wasn't pleased with him because he was disobedient. And I'm saying that to say it's a lot of people that think that their good deeds are going to get them into heaven. And then some of the most foolish things I hear people say that just gets under my skin is when they are doing so much deliberate sinning. And then the first thing they want to say, well, is God, well, you know, God know my heart. God know I'm a good person. That ain't enough. You're sold out, nothing else matters but doing the will of God.
Yes.
And then I see a lot of people, even on social media and stuff, and I know a lot of people going to get offended by this, but the truth has to be said. They love to say, well, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love God. But their actions are saying different. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
Yes, yes, yes.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
And I don't want to take too much mic time, but I do want to add this before time slips away from me. When you're sold out and you're a woman, you're willing to follow your husband. When you're a man and you're sold out, you're willing to lead. Now, I've seen some foolish activities going on social media, and I have to address these things because a lot of people are being led astray. There's a lot of women that saying, well, if he lead, then I'll follow. That makes absolutely no sense. And I'm going to tell you why. In order for a man to lead, you have to be following. How can he lead without you following? If you're not following, then there's nothing to lead. So to say the man has to lead first, who is he leading?
Mm.
Think about it, man of God. If you're walking and a woman, let's just say you're a single man, and a woman says, well, he got to lead before I follow him. Lead what? There's nothing behind you. There's nothing listening to you. There's nothing trusting you. You have nothing to protect until she decides to follow you. So following and leading goes hand in hand. If you're following somebody, somebody has to be in front of you, which means that they're leading. He can't lead without you, you know what I'm saying, following. You see what I'm saying? We follow Christ as men. Women follow the man. This is scripture. And when you're sold out, you don't let things like, well, God spoke to me. God spoke to, oh, so God just skipped your husband and spoke to you. When the word clearly says that the head of Christ is God and the head of man is Christ and the head of woman is man. These are the things that sold out believers know. And if you're truly sold out, and I just happen to enlighten you with something that you were unaware of, you should appreciate the conviction and use that to become a better person. Instead of being a pretend sold out person, instead of S-O-U-L-E-D out, you're S-O-L-D out. Which means you have nothing else to offer. When you go to a store and you ask for a product and they say, we no longer have it, that means that they are sold out. Everything that they had has went to the hands of somebody else. But when you are S-O-U-L-E-D, sold out to God, your soul, you have given it to Christ. And you are trusting him to do what he said he'll do with us and our faith in him. Now, Prophet, let me ask you this. I don't want to go on and on because I can when it comes about being sold out. And before I ask the question, I do want to reiterate to the people that are listening, I do not claim to be a perfect man. I do not claim to have everything in order. But I pray and I strive towards God and ask God to guide me and to mold me into a better person as time goes on. I would never be complacent with who I am. My only competition is who I was yesterday.
Amen.
And that's how everybody should be. But Prophet, okay, I want to ask you this about sold out. Do you think a person is sold out if they, who are the people doing today? If they're engaging in worldly conversations, if they, and there's no edification from it. I'm not saying everything has to be entirely about God when you're having a conversation, but for example, do you believe that a man of God can be talking to another group of guys who are talking about how fine a woman look or how she walks or how she smells or, you know, those type of conversations? I'm not talking about football game and sports. You know what I mean? When I'm talking about worldly conversations, things that we know are not pleasing to God or things that we know we wouldn't be having these conversations with our brothers in Christ and our sisters in Christ. So do you think that's sold out? And if it's not, and I'll let you decide based on your perspective, what can we do to be more like Christ, to be walking on the path of being sold out and not having any vacancies for anything to come in?
Okay, well, first I would say, you know, when we're having what can be considered indecent or worldly conversation is that Paul said, I became weak in order to gain the weak. So, you know, when we first go at it, we have to look at this. We have to go to the genesis of this conversation and where is the end going to be? Because between the beginning and the end, we can't find edification in the conversation in between a man of God and somebody that's of the world. Because many times, kind of just like, who was it? What's the man of God that went to see Jesus in the middle of the night? Nicodemus.
Nicodemus.
You got a lot of Nicodemus in the world even right now. And what they'll do is they creep through the back channels to speak to a man of God. I'm sure it's happened to you as well as it's happened to me. They're not going to come to the church house, and even they even ask spiritual matters. I get phone calls multiple times in a week from worldly people who don't go to church at all, and they want a spiritual insight of that, you know?
Right,
and
right.
So in order for them to feel safe in this exchange, guess what? Sometimes that conversation spills in a conversation that me and you might not have on a day-to-day basis anyway. Right, but at the same time, we know this, that we're not just a man of God or men of God, but we still a man as well. We both men and then of God. So we operate in the natural and then we operate in the spiritual as well. So when it comes to this, I think that it's at the end of the conversation, is it edified? I'll give an example of this. I was having a conversation with someone one time. And like many times we talk about sports and it can spill over to she bow-legged, she got a walk, this, that, or the third. You suffer that. You know, we deal with people who have foul language, profane language. I don't even like to call it a curse word because everything that's profane is not a curse, you know, but it's still going to be profane and right. profanity, and it's indecent language. You right. know, and also we have to dispense grace the same way God gave us grace. We have to dispense mercy the same way God gave us mercy. Same right. way with forgiveness. I believe that we are allowing that. But I believe from the beginning to the end, it's if we find the edification. So I'm having this conversation with this worldly person, and we don't have worldly conversation. It spills over into the spiritual. So, you know, hey, I'm licking my chops now. And I never forget, they was like, hold up. We got to talk about hell. They said, I don't like to talk about hell. I said, hey, we want to talk about big booties and nice walks.
Right,
and
right.
all this stuff.
Right.
I suffered that. We're going to talk about hell.
Now we got to talk about hell. Right, yeah, right.
So I went in my spiritual deal. And at the end, they said, hey, you did your job, man.
Right. And that's awesome that they acknowledged that.